Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 29th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden lands in Rome. Democrats continue to squabble over a proposed billionaire tax. New York's vaccine mandate begins tonight. Gas prices in San Francisco approaching an all-time high. Also ahead, listeners sound off. But first, the president arriving in Rome, first stop Vatican City, for a private audience with Pope Francis. The president then mingles with world leaders at the G20 summit. Items on the agenda include COVID, human rights, global warming. Mr. Biden also meeting French President Macron for the first time since sinking the French sub deal with Australia. The president then jets to Scotland for another UN conference on climate change. Keep your eye on that Pope meeting, however. The abortion situation, very intense for Mr. Biden and for Pope Francis. Progressive and moderate Democrats battling over the so-called billionaire tax. Far-left lawmakers see the levy as the only way to finance more than $4 trillion in new spending. The proposal would impose income taxes on assets owned by billionaires, stocks, private property, other investments. The problem is that's unconstitutional because Congress only has the power to tax income. And the feds can only do that under the mandate that was passed in 1913. You want to change that law? Okay, but you can't go around it. So read the Constitution and weep, Bernie Sanders. The NYPD urging all police officers to receive the COVID vaccine before tonight's deadline. Cops who refuse could be sent home without pay beginning Saturday tomorrow. Record shows 73% of the NYPD is now vaxxed. A federal judge has upheld the vaccine mandate in New York. The average price for gas in San Francisco approaching a record high. The cost jumping 15 cents just this week to $4.72 a gallon. Experts predict the number will pass $5 by Christmas. The national average for a gallon of gas stands at $3.40, up 48% compared to last year. In a moment, listeners have their say. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Robert in Dover, Delaware says we need to pass the vaccine bill onto our children so we can find out what's in it. So by early November, there will be a vaccine available for American kids ages 5 to 11. I would not vax my children were they at that age. However, I have taken the vax, and so have my kids, because they're older. I'm going to get the booster next week. I think the vaccine works. But Children ages 5 to 11, and I'm using the science now, are not at high risk for COVID. That is a proven fact. So why would you mandate all children to get the vax? I don't think those mandates will happen, by the way, because there will be a rebellion in this country if governments begin to do that. Paul in St. Louis, Missouri, Bill, if the Attorney General is so concerned about violence and the threat of that by school board people, parents, why doesn't the Attorney General do something about Chicago and the riots? Because the Attorney General is acting politically. The Biden administration wanted to send a message that the real threats are parents who demonstrate against woke schools. That's bull. We all know that's bull. But Merrick Garland does what he's told to do. He's the Attorney General, in case you didn't know. David, Gulfport, Mississippi. Bill, I could not agree more with you concerning the daily message on the radio. The Pope risks more credibility by not addressing abortion with President Biden. But here's the deal, as Joe Biden would say, David. This is a private meeting. We're not going to know what the Pope says to the president. I don't know if their advisors will be present even in that circumstance. I don't know. I'll try to find out. But counseling a person in the Catholic Church is under the veil of confidentiality. And the Pope has to respect that. So he can't come out and say, look, I told Joe Biden this about abortion. Pope cannot do that. However, Pope Francis could reissue a proclamation that says anyone promoting abortion is doing evil. And there is no question that Joe Biden is promoting abortion. Al is in Little Rock, Arkansas. Bill, will they let Joe Biden resign from office before the midterms? Al, I got to tell you, it is a lot of right-wing people believe that Biden's going to resign. He is not. All right? That's not going to happen. He's not going to be removed. He's going to be there unless his health deteriorates further. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You will like it there and we'll help you out for Christmas. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially spooky season in the USA. This week, more than 40 million young folks will suit up for trick-or-treating. Adults typically hand out 90 million pounds of candy on Halloween, making dentists very happy. But the occasion wasn't always the family-friendly sugar rush it is today. The origins of the celebration go back more than 2,000 years. It all started in Ireland. The Celtic celebration of Samhain closed out the harvest season. Communities built bonfires to ward off the spirits. They also sacrificed animals and wore costumes. It was the biggest night of the year in Erie, but it still wasn't Halloween. We can thank the Catholic Church for that. During the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a day to honor saints, calling it All Saints Day. The night before, All Hallows Eve. Hallows meaning a holy person. Fast forward to the 15th century. English and Irish folks wore costumes going door to door to collect spice-filled soul cakes. By the 18th century, All Hallows' Eve was known informally as Halloween. In the late 1800s, the day made landfall in America due to the influx of Irish immigrants. Today, Halloween is the most commercially profitable holiday after Christmas. And here's something else you might not know. The Irish immigrants also brought a few folktales, including one about a farmer named Jack, cursed by the devil. Jack was condemned to purgatory with only a lump of burning coal. The tale goes that Jack put that lump of coal in a lantern made from a turnip. Well, turns out turnips were not that available in America, but pumpkins were. To this day, we carve them up, drop a candle inside. Some say it keeps Jack-o'-lantern away. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.